CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, live online at cfmtaz.com.au and on the app. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Jess, Tasmania's premier surfing event is this weekend. The Rip Curl West Coast Classic is back.
Now, this was established in 1975. It is such a beautiful part of the world, and hopefully they've got a great weekend for it weather-wise.
Shane Clark is the Executive Officer of Surfing Tasmania and joined us now. Good morning, Shane. How's things?
Good, guys. Yes, yes, we're ready to go.
Fantastic. Pack in the van. Tell us a bit about the West Coast Surf Classic for those that may not be familiar with the event that has been taking place since the 70s.
Yeah, well, I actually started it with Barry Payne.
That's so cool.
So it's been a long time between drinks. Yeah, we've been and gone and come and gone and sort of roundabout. And, well, look, it's Glenn Saltmarsh, who's the event director, and we talk about it as being part of the cultural heritage of the Northwest Coast, because it's been running for so long and there's such good support in the Northwest through the various areas of government and whatever in the community for this event every year.
That's so good. How many people have you got headed that way for the competition this weekend?
Look, normally there'd be, on an average day at the beach, there'd be a couple of hundred people.
Yeah.
It ebbs and flows. People come and go, and some of the areas we're at, like Lighthouse, where people can drive onto the beach, people stay in their cars often, or they have a swim and get in their cars. Just depends on the weather.
Yeah.
It's the west coast of Tasmania, don't forget.
Yeah, well,
anything can happen.
It serves up anything on any day, doesn't it?
Yes, it can. Look, fortunately, we've got a good forecast with solid swell starting on Saturday, slowly declining through to the finals on Monday, so it's probably about as good as we could ask for at the moment,
cool,
forecast-wise. So, we're going to have good crowds every day. It's an easy weekend for people on the West Coast with that forecast.
Now, there's
no rain and
that's awesome.
Nor'easterly winds.
Looking favourable. Now, 12 divisions, Super Groms to Legends. So you've got the main event being the Men's Open Division as well. You're urging people to still enter? Are you still taking entrance?
Entries close at midnight tonight.
Cool. Right, there you go. There's your reminder if you want to take part. And where's the best place to go to register there, Shane?
Okay, there's only one place you can register. It's all online at Surfing Tasmania's website. So just need to go to www.surfingtasmania.com and you'll find it.
Now, fine, mostly sunny weekend forecast for us on the northwest coast. A great opportunity for people to possibly get out and enjoy what we have to offer in our own backyard. Maybe go along for the first time to spectate.
Look, it certainly is, and the Marawar area itself is such a wonderful place to explore. You know, you can, they're just back roads, and you can go down the coast over the Arthur and whatever else. So it's, there's time to do everything over the 3 days.
Now, location-wise, are there several locations? So you just pick where's got the best surf, or is it, where do we go?
Well, we've largely confined to 3 or 4 places because of the size of the event and the way we need to run it and from a safety perspective. Lighthouse Beach, Greens Beach at Marawar, and of course just round the corner, another place. So it's all within about a 10-kilometre area, the main competition venues. But people can find out each day if they drop into the Marawar store. Look, one of the problems down there is internet reception is very difficult, so we need to just go back to the old physical stuff. So there's always information and signs at the Marawar store.
Yep, yeah, fantastic.
Obviously. All right, Shane, great to talk to you. First time I've had you on the show, actually, given the history of the show, history of the event. So great, thanks for taking the time out to speak with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for your call.
No, not a problem. Of course, plenty of stuff to do around that part of the state as well. Stopping by the Marawar store or maybe even the tavern for a round of pool and a cannery as well.
Yeah, there's going to be heaps going on.
Friday and Saturday night, so
cool.
It doesn't stop, Marawar.
Good to know. It will be a buzz this weekend.
It will.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for your call. Bye.